proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ochman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue looking at the Songs of Ascent, Psalms 120 through 134, noting that some of these psalms deal with how God protects and delivers his people. Throughout these Songs of Ascent, Jewish worshippers praise God for what he did for them. Two key themes in this chapter deal with how God protected them and how God rescued them from impending danger. Those who recited these Psalms of Ascent praise God for delivering them from their enemies. When chanting Psalm 124, for example, Jews would declare that, quote, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us," unquote. Furthermore, these Jewish worshippers added, quote, "Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul," unquote. These worshippers thanked God for watching over them, for fighting their battles, and for taking care of them. After blessing God for rescuing them from their enemies, in Psalm 124, the Jews remarked that, quote, "Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped," unquote. They then acknowledged that, quote, "Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth," unquote. Throughout their history, God repeatedly delivered the Jewish people out of perils. He liberated them when they served as slaves in Egypt. During the times of the judges, God rescued them from foreign oppressors. God gave them victories over such foes as the Philistines and the Syrians. Psalm 121 focused on the theme of divine protection. The author began that chapter by exclaiming that, quote, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help," unquote. He was not expecting help from the mountains themselves, but looking in that direction. He asserted that, quote, "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth," unquote. The writer of Psalm 121 added that because of that divine guardianship, God would, quote, "not suffer thy foot to be moved," unquote. The author assured his audience, quote, "He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep," unquote. Because of that protection, he declared that, quote, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul," unquote. Moreover, he continued, quote, "The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore," unquote. The idea of God serving as the guardian of his people recurred elsewhere in the Old Testament. According to Genesis chapter 15, God informed Abraham, quote, "I am thy shield," unquote. Moses likewise described God as, quote, "the shield of my help," unquote, a phrase recorded in the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy. According to 2 Samuel chapter 22, David asserted that God served as, quote, "a buckler to all them that trust in him," unquote, a buckler being a shield. Christians have cause to praise God for his deliverance and for his protection. God has set believers free from spiritual bondage to sin, as Jesus Christ stated in the 8th chapter of John's Gospel. God also protects believers from the snares of the devil. One of the ways he does this is by equipping Christians with what Paul described as the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. God is every bit as much the guardian of the Christians as he was and is of the Jewish people. This is Mark Ochman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.